how our Lord Jesus Christ had come to the city of Jerusalem and how he taught the people many very important lessons. He did many things that was to the glory of his name and that was to teach the people why he had come into the world. And the reason, of course, Christ had come into the world was to save men and women from their sins. Now, this was the last time, you remember, that Christ was going to be in the city of Jerusalem, because in a few days' time, he was going to be led out of that city, and he was going to be taken and crucified at the place called Calvary. And so, on account of that, the lessons that Jesus taught were very, very important ones. Now, this morning, I want to speak about something that he did, which was also very important. As you know, I think we said a few weeks ago, it was what was called Passover time in the nation of Israel. Long, long ago, God had delivered the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt where they had been held as slaves. And the way that God had done that, you may remember, was that when the people were to slay a lamb and they were to take the lamb and sprinkle it over the doorposts and the lintels of their house, and then God had said that when he passed through the land of Egypt to judge the people for their sins, he would pass over the children of Israel and they would be saved. And so every year, because God commanded them to remember the Passover, they held what was called the Feast of Passover. And every family would take a lamb, and they would slay the lamb, and they would roast it with fire. And then in the evening, they would sit down, and they would have this feast, they would have this meal with the lamb. Well, our Lord Jesus Christ then, near the end of the time when he was in Jerusalem, he told two of his disciples to go into the city of Jerusalem. He was staying at a place called Bethany then. And he said, go into the city of Jerusalem and you'll see a man carrying a pitcher or a jug, we would say, of water on his head. That was a very strange sight, because men hardly ever went to the well to get the water. That was something that the women did all the time. And also, men never carried pitchers on their heads. It was women that did that. Men would have carried the pitchers on their shoulders. But the Lord said, this man that you'll see, he'll be carrying a pitcher of water on his head. Follow the man, and when he comes to the house, say to him, the master says, I am going to eat the Passover with my disciples in your house this evening. And so they went and they said to the man what Jesus said to them. And the man said, tell the master that it is all prepared. The upper room is all ready for the feast. So in the evening, the Lord came with his 12 disciples and they sat down. And they ate the feast of the Passover. They remembered how God had delivered the children of Israel all those years before through the slaying of the lamb. You remember what Jesus is called in the Bible? He is called the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And really, boys and girls, that deliverance that God did for the children of Israel all those years before, that was a kind of picture of what God was going to do for everyone who would believe in Jesus Christ, his Son. And you can imagine how our Lord must have felt as they sat at the Passover meal and remembered how the lamb was slain, because he knew that he was soon going to go to the cross at Calvary and he was going to die for men and women's sins. And then the Bible tells us when the Passover meal was over, Jesus washed the feet of the disciples. It was a very gracious thing for the Lord to do. They should have washed one another's feet, but they didn't bother to do that. But Jesus washed all the feet of the disciples, and then he said, one of you is going to betray me. And when he said that, who was it that betrayed our Lord Jesus Christ? It was Judas Iscariot, you remember. And Judas Iscariot then went out of the upper room into the blackness of the night. And then, in a sense, the most important thing of all that happened that night in the upper room, when Judas Iscariot had gone out and the Lord was left with his 11 faithful disciples, then he took the bread again, he broke the bread, and he said to the disciples, this is my body, which is broken for you, this do in remembrance of me. And then he took the cup of wine that was on the table, and he said, this cup is my blood of the New Testament, the New Covenant, which is shed for many for the remission, for the forgiveness of their sins. And the Lord had done what we would say, boys and girls, the first communion, or the first Lord's table. You know how those who believe in Jesus Christ remember the Lord's death every week until he comes again? Well, that was first done by Jesus himself in the upper room in Jerusalem just before he went to the cross. This is my body, he says, or this is like my body, which is broken for you. You eat it, you do it in remembrance of me. This cup, this is my blood which is shed for you. And Jesus knew that he had come to die on the cross, and there he was telling the disciples that he was going to do that, and he was telling them what to do, to remember it week after week after week. Remember it all the time, but every time you break this bread and drink this cup, he says, then you show by death until I come again. And so the Lord was coming near the time of the cross, but he knew it. And yet he willingly went to the cross to die for our sins. And when we believe in Jesus Christ with all our hearts, then we know him as our Savior, and our sins are forgiven. So keep those pictures, those scenes in your hearts and your minds, boys and girls, until you know that Jesus is really your Lord and your Savior.